Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. A lot to cover here. Louisville football going down to Tallahassee to begin ACC play against the Seminoles, who are obviously struggling at 0-3. Louisville looking for its third straight win. But before we talk a little gridiron, let's do some recapping on what happened out at Churchill Downs on Saturday night. The Louisville Live, what a festivity. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCam, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, let's start with Louisville Live. We've been talking a lot of the recruits on getting their reaction as well. You and I were both out there, and it was just, I mean, from the sunset to, you know, the floor to 20,000 people. I mean, what a wonderful night that was.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I'll tell you this, we've talked to a lot of recruits, and I think the best, the story will be posted tonight at some point, but the best compliment I think that Louisville could have gotten and the best reaction came from Laurent Rice, who said it was like a college game day atmosphere. And I never really thought about it that way, but that's kind of how it is. It was. I mean, it was like college game day was in town. And they did it at Churchill Downs, and you were getting ready for a big game. It was just a different thing. Nobody else in the country can do an event quite like that. Now, people can do their own, and they can do different things. And obviously, you know, I mean, everybody's going to think their event is great and all that. But people can't do that where you're under the Twin Spires. You've got all the atmosphere that's already there from night racing. You mix it in with your atmosphere. It was just a hit all around. I'm excited to see if they decide to go back there, some of the changes that they can make, because just being there and going through it, I'm not a marketing guy, but I know changes that I would make that would make it probably better. And I just think that it would be a very cool event if you could do it again there one more time. And I think, like I said, I think you could really touch things up and make it awesome.
Yeah, you know, my fingers are crossed, and I'm knocking on wood that it will return there next year. I mean, there's been nothing from the fans, recruits, you know, anybody you talk to. I mean, just glowing reviews, folks at Churchill Downs on the event. So, and obviously greatly attended by Card Nation. I mean, they were loud. They were cheering. The three-point shooting contests were fun. You know, L. Ellis winning the dunk contest was a pretty amazing dunk, actually. You had Angel McCautry and Montrezl Harrell. You know, Reese Gaines, the 86 champions in the house. Denny Crum was there. I mean, it was just, you know, it was one of those star-studded nights for Louisville basketball, you know, the bright lights and everything. But obviously a big portion of that, I mean, it's part of the purpose is obviously to kind of debut the new team so the fans can see them for the first time and in a fun little, you know, atmosphere. But a big portion of it is also geared towards recruiting. And like you said, you know, we've heard some positive feedback as well. I mean, there was it was almost a star-studded, it were recruiting night for Louisville. I mean, they had, you know, for Louisville basketball, really had a lot of the top guys, you know, in the 23 class. You know, those local prospects were here. They had guys from the West Coast. Obviously, Rodney Rice was in. I mean, it was just, you know, Chris Mack and his staff, you know, had to have loved the outcome of that.
Yeah, and I think it's more. It's honestly more for recruiting than anything. Look, I think we'll hear in the next week or so that there will be a red white scrimmage or a red white, whatever you want to call it, exhibition. I guess they're scrimmages now. So that will be the introduction for the fans to the team. You know, they have two exhibition games and all that kind of good stuff. This was all about recruiting. This is all about recruiting, and it's what a staff has to do. It's what a program has to do. If you want to compete, you got to have an event like this. And, it was so very cool, for them to put this thing on. I'm excited to see what will, what this team will look like, Michael. Physically, they look a lot different than what I thought they would, even right now. Andy Kettler has been working with these guys a lot, and you can tell they just physically look different right now than they did, coming into maybe, say a month or so ago. Now, I know some of these guys have just gotten here, so that's going to be the first couple months is going to be a big change. But Jalen Withers looks totally different. Jalen Withers is now bulked up. He's gotten, he just looks different. And I think you're going to see that with a lot of the guys.
Yeah, I agree. And kind of on that, on a similar note, I was actually talking to Tay Davis, a Louisville commit, last night. I'll have a full report on him here soon here at Cardinal Authority. And I asked him about that. I was like, hey, what are your thoughts on seeing your brother, what he looked like physically coming out of high school to what he looks like now, and he was like, man, I thought he was big coming out of high school, but he's an absolute monster now. And I was like, imagine what you're going to look like, 12 months from now. And he said he can't wait. So he had a great visit. What's that?
By the way, I can't wait to see what Tay Davis looks like once he gets with Andy Kettler either, because I think he's a guy that has a chance to make a real big movement forward. Hey, now, as far as recruiting goes, real quick, and then we're going to get on to football. We have a lot of football to get to. I think they're in great shape with Roddy Rice. I think if I had to, if I had to say right now, I think that Louisville probably leads a little after that visit. I don't think Louisville was ever really trailing, while Virginia Tech might've been, a little buzz and getting some reaction and that thing. I don't know that Louisville has ever really quote unquote trailed in the process. I think they probably lead a little bit now. I'm excited to see what he does next and when he does it. I think probably the sooner the better, if you're Louisville. And I don't think it's a done deal that they're going to get him, but I think they're in a good spot. And I think they're in a really good spot for Caleb Glenn after that visit and the other visits. I do think, Indiana has tried to put in a ton of work on this one. And it'll be interesting to see what it does and how the Hoosiers try to move on from here, knowing that Louisville had a really good visit. So all the other guys, of all the other guys that visited, Dusty Stromer is the one that I really, really think Louisville's in really good shape for, but he's one that they're going to have to, you're gonna have to wait for that one. It's going to be I think that's going to be a process. But wait till you read my report on him. It'll probably be up tomorrow. I just talked with him this morning, and man, he is just glowing reviews and so many connections to the Louisville staff. But let's move to football, Michael. Football, a great week last week on Friday. Awesome game. I'm excited because they did it in a way that I kind of wanted to see them do it. They grinded out and they moved it down the field. And it seemed like every time Scott Satterfield dialed something up, it was pretty successful. Even some of the negative plays, you could tell one block here or one block there, and it would have been big gains for those negative plays too. So offensively, let's just keep the momentum going, keep doing what they were doing. And, hopefully Malik doesn't get cramps or foot issue anymore and everything is fine. Defensively, they got to get better. And, I know we'll talk more about Monty Montgomery. We've heard he's hurt. We've said that on the board. We don't know the extent of it. And I would seriously doubt that he would play this week, but we don't know. I mean, we won't know. And, I guess Brian Brown will be asked probably tonight on the press conference, but again, that we've seen this staff just like almost every other staff in the country, when there are injuries, they're very quiet about them because they want that competitive advantage, at least if they can get it. And I think it's not like Florida State doesn't know that Monty Montgomery's hurt. It was pretty obvious. You could see it on TV. Yeah. So, yeah. So they kind of know, but again, that's one that would be a tough one if you lose him for an extended period of time, because he's just such a playmaker on defense.
Yeah. I mean, we've all seen what he can do. So, you know, hoping the best for the news on Monty Montgomery. And as Jody mentioned, we'll keep you up to date as well. You know, like you, offensively, I loved how they mixed it up in the last game. I know there were a lot of people making comments on the message boards, in the press box, in the stands at Cardinal Stadium, basically alluding, look, when you have success passing the ball, look what you can do on the ground. You know, so I love the mix that they did through a trick play here, you know, and you saw a few more faces as well. It was great seeing Marshawn Ford. Now, you know, he had some allergies that he was dealing with that were really making him feel kind of under the weather the first 2 weeks. You know, he had his real first big outing of the year. So yeah, like you, they've got to keep that momentum going offensively. I do expect them to get some challenge. I mean, Florida State's up there, their defense, you know, among not just in the ACC, but nationally in tackles for loss and sacks. You know, so as Scott Satterfield said, that, you know, that big number 11 for Florida State, the transfer from Georgia, you know, is probably going to give, you know, he's probably going to get a couple of big plays in. But I like the progress that the offensive line showed against UCF. They seem like a little bit more confident bunch. You know, Cole Bentley talked about how they could come out and kind of at times felt like they were just could do whatever they wanted on the field. I don't know if they'll be able to feel that same way against Florida State. I mean, even though the Noles are looking pretty poor, 0-3, losing home to Jacksonville State, we all know the story. You know, facing them at home when they've got the potential to drop to 0-4 for the first time, I think, since 1973, that's never an easy task. So I do like Louisville's chances. They're the slight favorite right now. Last time I looked, you know, either 1.5 or 2 point favorite. And I do like Louisville, you know, taking those points as well. I mean, it's not really many points to take, but they just got to come down and take care of themselves defensively. You got to play consistent. They're improving tackling. So, you know what, Jody, one thing I'm curious to see is obviously they've got a former Cardinal and Jordan Travis at quarterback, and may see a former Cardinal commitment, Chubba Purdy, make his first appearance of the season as well. So a lot of storylines to potentially develop.
Yeah, I don't know what they'll do at quarterback. I honestly
I'm
think
not sure that, they do either.
Well, I was going to say, I think that Mike Norvell will probably try to switch things up a little bit, you know, to try to get some things going. But it does, look, they're both capable quarterbacks. I think Chubba's a very good quarterback as well. So they've got talent. They've got people. The craziest thing to me is unless I'm reading their stats wrong, they don't have a wide receiver with over 100 yards on the season. Yeah, so right. That's my thing, is keep them in that passing game, keep them at bay, and keep them, you know, from making big, big plays, and everything will be all right. I'm excited. It's supposed to be mid 80s, like 84 ish down there, in Tallahassee, and, should be a fun weekend, and hopefully, another win for the Cards. We'll preview it more on a podcast on Friday, Michael, and we'll do more of that. And again, not a whole lot of other things going on as far as recruiting is concerned right now, because it is a visiting an away game. So we won't have any recruiting updates for actually quite a while, because we don't have another game till October 9th at home. But again, lots going on the field, and if they can get to 3-1 on the season, that would be that would be what I predicted, and that would also be a very good, just a really, really good start after what looked like a bad start. Would be a really good start if they can get to that 3-1 mark.
Absolutely, especially considering after that Ole Miss game, if you'd have said Louisville will be 3-1 after that game, I don't think many people would believe you, but, you know, don't want to chalk it up. I mean, it's going to be a tough outing. It always is, typically, not always. I mean, Louisville's, you know, kind of blew them out last year. And obviously we know about the 63-point game as well a few years ago, but it's typically a difficult outing when you're playing Florida State, especially in Tallahassee. So Louisville, you know, they just got to stay within themselves, stay focused. And I think they can take care of business down in Florida, down in Tallahassee.
All right, for Michael McCammon, he is the senior writer. I'm publisher Jody Denling. We'll see you on Friday on our game day or our game preview edition of the CardsCast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.